Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. We got an email from a P1 listener. He says, I'm a priority one. I listen every day for at least an hour. That's what it is, a P1. It's very nice.
Mean it.
Gentleman's name is Glenn, and he says, see how you measure up, Kelly. Saw this online. LOL. It's a list that says, how trashy are you? Now, these are things that you do that are trashy.
And trashy?
I printed it out. It says,
That's a long list.
Yeah, if you do one or more of these things, you trash.
One or more?
I've done many. I read the first few. I've done a lot.
Is this one of those things where you get a score at the end? Like give yourself a point if?
It didn't give a score, but there's like 150 things on here.
Oh,
I mean, look
hell.
At that. That's like 6 pages worth of this stuff.
Yeah.
But here, have you done it or not? Some of them I think I've done it. It's wrong. And I think I remember doing that, but I would never do it today.
Do you regret doing it or just thinking at the time this is just how it's done?
I think you regret doing it. Like, for instance, the first one on the list, cutting in line and pretending not to notice that you've cut in line. You do the merge in the line.
I'm like, sure I've done that at some
point. I've done that. I did that.
I think children do that. Adults shouldn't.
Mm. That's a trap. I did that. I did that when I went to see President George W. Bush speak. He was here doing a campaign speech, mm-hmm. and to get in was a line, you know, a mile long around the Coliseum, and I didn't want to do it, but the guy I was there with said, you ought to do the blend, where you just, like, start talking to somebody and blend mm-hmm. into line in the middle of the line.
Wow. What would President Bush think of you doing that?
He would be against that.
He would
certainly.
He stood for decorum.
Yeah.
He did. He was.
And that's this century.
Oh, that was, yeah. That he was running for president. It was in.
Yeah.
Okay. It was
It was 2000. It was July of 2000. He was here giving a campaign speech, and I do regret that. But Glenn says if you did that.
Trash.
You trash. Parking in a handicapped spot without a permit.
Never.
No, I've never done that. That was always a bad one.
Well, that's two out of three. What you got there is a roaring silence, as they say.
For a minute.
What they say.
I got to run in.
It was just for a minute.
I'm running in. There are six spots available, mm-hmm. you know, and it's just like you're going in for a minute.
What are the odds?
No, you know, will six people who need handicap spots drive up at the exact same time?
They did.
Glenn says.
You're trash human.
You're trash. Mm-hmm. Save it. You're trash.
I wonder if this is kind of similar. What about using the handicapped bathroom? That might be on there.
It's on there.
Is it?
I've done it.
Now, see, I've used the handicapped stall. I don't mind. I think it's different.
I don't see any drawback to that. You know.
Well, you know, you always think, and it happened to one of my good friends.
A handicapped person came
in. And, you know, it finally happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sitting there, and he saw, as he said, he saw the wheels. And he just sat there quietly.
Oh, did he put his feet up on the?
Well, each one knows the other's there.
Yeah,
right?
I was gonna say they're so hiding.
He said that he just sat. They had a quiet standoff.
Uh-huh.
He said he just sat there till the guy finally left.
Squeaky wheels went.
Yeah,
and you know you're sitting there.
Yeah,
you have to sit there for a half hour if you have to. You have to let that guy leave.
He said it felt like hours, but it was it was probably 10 minutes. But he said at one point he realized he wasn't breathing.
Man. I cannot wait this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a standoff. It's a standoff right there in the men's room.
Or a sit-off.
Yeah.
All right. Trashy. Leaving your gum under a table or chair.
I know I've done that. I've done
well, it. Children do that.
He keeps saying that word.
He keeps on saying children.
Well, yeah. People who don't understand how the world works.
I did it at a luncheon for George W. Bush. July of 2000.
They had a boiled chicken.
I put it under the door of the stall of the handicap bathroom at the George W. Bush speech.
Oh, no.
In 2000.
I smushed it to the handicap parking side. Yeah, right. As I ran across the parking lot.
Glenn says, you trash.
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 Trash human.
Now, these are really trashy, I'd say. I have not done these. Poking a hole in a condom to trap someone into a relationship. Good God. That's beyond
trash.
That's
dark.
That's beyond trash. That's like criminal. You can't do that. But you know.
We hear stories.
You hear stories about that. They address it on Sex and the City.
I wonder if that happens more in the fictional world than it actually happens.
Probably.
I hope. My goodness. That's changing lives there. Mm-hmm. You're literally.
At least three.
Yeah.
Yes. Season 1, episode 5, Sex and the City. Poke a hole in a condom. I'll leave it at that.
Which one?
Just a random, not one of the majors, not one of the mains.
Oh.
Just somebody that Carrie knew was going to trap her boyfriend into a relationship by poking a hole in a condom.
And becoming pregnant.
Yes. She's like, I can always, if he doesn't want to date me anymore, I can always poke a hole in the condom. And I know. Believe me.
Trash.
Total trash. Letting your dog poop on someone else's lawn and not picking it up.
I know I've done it, but it was because I didn't have a bag at the time. And I didn't realize it, but it feels miserable, and I hated it. I went back.
All right.
Well, I've not had a dog since the 1970s, and back then, dogs shat everywhere.
They ran where they want. It was just dogs.
Nobody picked up poop.
No, there was dog feces all
everywhere.
It's all over the place.
Everywhere.
I'm not going to comment on it. Glenn says, you're trash. You do that, you're trash. leaving dirty dishes in the office sink for weeks on end.
It's a running battle, Dan, in this building.
Oh, yeah, that happens. You know what my son's roommates did? They went home from college on December 4th.
Okay.
He did, too. He left and on December 4th. But he went back earlier because he has a job. And they had left dirty dishes in the sink. Now, it had been 3 weeks. And he's come and gone. But he cleaned it up like two or, you know, a month after they had been
there. Does their place have a dishwasher?
It does, but they left dirty dishes in the sink on their way out the door. Nasty, too. And my son, like, called his mother and said, what do I do? And she said, well, he said, it's starting to stink in here. And she said, well, you got to clean them up.
Yeah, you get vermin.
She walked him through it and made him put on gloves to do it.
You know, I think if you leave them at your house, you know, sometimes you're in a rush. You'll get them after work. You'll get them tomorrow, whatever. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But leaving them at work.
Yeah.
There was a sign that, I don't know if you know, you don't go downstairs much, but the sign at the break room sink is now gone. They've given up. It used to say, please don't leave dirty dishes in the sink.
Yes.
Then, because it would pile up. I mean, it would pile up to the rim of the sink.
Yeah.
Then someone took that sign and taped it to the faucet.
I did see that.
So there's literally no way to not see it when you're, you know, rinsing your dishes or your fork.
Right. But people still leave dirty dishes.
They still left dirty. I would take video and show and put it on my social media. It's the same as it ever was.
Right.
And over and over and over again.
And still there were dirty dishes in the sink.
There's a fork in there right now.
These are things, if you do these things.
Trash.
This is Glenn, a P1 listener, says, you trash.
Trash. Trash human.
Okay, this is workplace. Taking credit for a coworker's idea to make yourself look better. I'm not going to talk about that.
I don't think I've ever done that, but I, not knowingly.
This happens sometimes. You know, you just never know. It gets
lost.
In a creative environment. When ideas are bouncing off like electrons in an atom.
It's lost in translation, you know. You never know who gets credit for what. It doesn't matter. We're all a team here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to comment anymore. Glenn says, you trash if you do something like that. I do not do this, talking loudly in a movie theater during the movie. Never.
No, never.
Don't care for it. You trash.
Not since... A child. Children sometimes do that.
Yes.
Yeah, when you're a teen, you almost want to feel funny.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking to your friends, you make a joke about the movie.
Yeah. Yes.
But as you get older, you're like, oh.
Mm-mm.
Do you ever talk to the screen?
Used to. I mean, you know, like I'd say, hide,
get
run,
out,
get
no,
out.
I never did that.
Run.
Yeah.
When Final Girl's running from Michael Myers or Jason, it's like, hide, take the car. You know, you scream at him.
Get in the car.
Get in the car.
He's not dead.
He's not dead yet. He's behind you. You know, you yell at the screen.
We're getting some plaints.
It wasn't a horror movie, but my favorite talk to the screen moment was, I think I've told you this, I was watching Purple Rain.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
With Prince. Yes. And during the sex scene, the woman sitting one row behind me in West Coast Bob goes, blank him, Apollonie.
Because he was.
She just hollered the F word real loud. Broad Street Cinema. Blank him, Apollonie.
Yeah.
You trash. If you do something like that, you trash. According to Glenn, our P1 listener. Emailing or calling someone about work on a weekend.
Whew. There's one of us here that does that a lot.
A lot.
He's necessary in the creative process. I have a major project, an audio project for Biggie. I called him about it Friday.
No idea.
Sunday at 5. I called him.
Yeah.
1,000 Years of War?
That's right. That's right.
I'm in the hospital. Well,
just sitting there.
Yeah.
I mentioned during one of the Christmas put up or shut up games, I had instructed you to put in that terrific Christmas song by the Joe Bros. And you responded to me, I'm on oxygen.
friend.
I made sure that that got done. Taking up two spaces with your car, you trash.
Oh, that's the worst.
Two spaces with one car. Or trying to put your very large vehicle into one for a compact car, which I've done in the parking garage at the Broadway shows.
Yeah. Well, look at American vehicles, though.
Yeah.
Bigger.
They're just bigger and bigger and bigger.
That's right. Yeah, I'm shocked those compact spaces still exist.
They do. Exactly. They're there. Yeah, that's right.
And sometimes I will see, like if you go to any parking lot, mm-hmm. and someone will park a car in two spaces, I'm like, that car?
Yeah. Right.
I bet it'd be a really nice car to take two spaces.
Mm-hmm.
I like a Ferrari or a Lambo. I don't want to see a BMW across two spaces.
Yeah. Nobody is BMW not good enough? I feel like a new BMW is good.
That ass.
Oh, I feel like a new BMW.
Single space.
Yeah.
Jeez, I just think... But of course, I'm wowed every time I see a Prius or a Tesla.
Tesla. Yeah.
I see even Prius. I see them like woo or Tesla certainly.
Wow.
Even now.
Yeah.
And they're much more common now. And okay, one more here. Glenn says you trashy if you do this, throwing cigarette butts out a car window. Now I've never done that. Not a smoker, but you see it all the time because there's cigarette butts on the road
for
all
a while.
The time.
And I don't know if they still do this. It used to be some places you could report the person.
For cigarette butts?
Yes, and they'd send you like an ashtray in the mail. Mm. They'd run your license plate.
Somebody, oh, wow.
Yeah. Somebody had an idea recently that cigarette smokers should be allowed to do what they used to do with like glass bottles, pick up cigarette butts off the road and turn them in to get money off your next carton. That way it cleans up litter on the road.
I think we shot that down.
You and BB Shay, you did.
You brought it up.
That's a good idea. It cleans up the roadways, and you go into CVS and you hand them a bag full of cigarette butts.
Boom. There you go.
Where's my money? That?
And the CVS employee has to count out 1,000 butts for one free carton of cigarette. Is what it is. That's how it works.